You're listening to Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. East Boston is a neighborhood of immigrants. About half its residents are foreign-born, according to city data. And with so many Boston neighborhoods, parts of Eastie are gentrifying, forcing some to leave. According to Zillow, the median home price in East Boston almost doubled in the last decade. Two local nonprofits teamed up to help Boston kids learn and tell immigrant stories of East Boston in a play on City Hall Plaza and a new documentary called Open Your Heart, Immigrant Stories from Boston and Beyond, captures it all. Mindy Fried is executive producer of Hoopla Productions, one of the nonprofits involved, and creator of the documentary. And Luz Zambrano is an immigrant from Colombia living in East Boston and co-founder of the nonprofit Center for Cooperative Development and Solidarity. Hers is one of the stories that the kids told. Both are with us. Mindy's here in Studio 2. Welcome back, Mindy.
Thank you so much, Tiziana.
And Luz is on the line. Luz, welcome.
Thank you.
So, Luz, I'm just going to have you say thank you again so I can make sure we've got good sound from you.
Thank you so much for the invitation.
So it's great to have you, Luz. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to start with Mindy because your line's a little bit choppy, and we're going to see if we can get a better connection with you. So, Mindy, I'm going to start with you, and I'm actually going to play a little bit of sound here from your documentary, Showing the Play, all right? So this is actor Inez de la Cruz reenacting part of Luz's story, where Luz took on a former employer over unpaid wages while working for a cleaning company.
At the time, I was undocumented. And I went to the Department of Labor and I pressed a complaint about the money that they owed me. And the owner of the place told me,
"Don't forget, you're undocumented, which means you can be deported."
So I told her, "You can have to remember that all your employees are undocumented and you can get in trouble as well."
What was the goal with the kids here in this whole project?
So the goal was to, I think, help them connect with their community, to build their sense of identity and where they belonged in the context of a community that has the highest proportion of immigrants in the entire city, to give them some skills because, you know, we trained them in interviewing skills. And then they went out and interviewed 7 immigrant activists in East Boston. And then they learned about sound design and audio editing. And then we did some training in theater. So we wanted them to feel that they were the owners of telling these stories. And by doing that, they would then connect with what it really means to be an immigrant in East Boston.
Luz, do we have you back now?
Yeah, I'm here. Do you hear me?
Yes, that's wonderful. So what did it feel like to be one of the people who the kids told your story, Luz?
Well, first of all, it was very emotional. At the same time, it was powerful for me because, you know, sometimes you forget. When you come to this country, I came in 1990, and that happens like in the first 2 years that I was here. And then you kind of forget, you put it in the back of your mind. And then when you start telling the story again, and then you see actors and young people representing, you know, your story, it's very powerful and emotional at the same time.
So let's play a little more sound here, just picking up on that, all right? So Luz was one of the stories told. In the film, in the documentary, we learn more about Fernando Rosas, who's the owner of the bakery La Casa Pan de Bono, speaking alongside, in this cut, the actor who plays him on stage, named Jamie.
It just tells you, like, sometimes you don't need to be that big to be in big places.
And, you know, to know what Fernando has done for East Boston, and it's just an amazing story that it has to be told to the world.
So Mindy, the actor learning from the person seeing their story told on stage, the way Luz just talked about it, that encounter, what understanding are you looking to have people sort of, what change are you looking for with these stories being told?
So before I kind of dive into that, I just want to say that Jamie, or JJ, is Salvadoran. And he's, as an actor, he said that this role was the first time that he was portraying a Salvadoran on stage. It was pretty exciting. So I think that to answer your question, you know, we are in pretty dangerous times where a lot of people are promoting hate and using language to dehumanize immigrants and otherize them. And so there was something, I think, very special about having a play and now a film in which the center of the storytelling is young people who are curious, creative, smart, and want to understand the lives of immigrants. And in doing that, really got these folks that they interviewed to tell kind of the very deep stories about the struggles that they encountered and also the resilience that they have. And now all the people that they interviewed are community leaders in East Boston. I think for them to see that trajectory of coming from hard times and being able to, you know, make a difference in their community was really inspiring. And so watching that from the youth perspective is also really inspiring.
Luz, you are a community leader in East Boston now. And as you noted, you came in 1990. Do you feel like you're living in dangerous times?
Definitely. Part of it is, you know, we are going into a very rapid gentrification here in East Boston. So that is something that it is affecting the community that it was already here. As you mentioned at the beginning, 56% of the community were immigrants, most of them Latinos, and we are getting displaced because of gentrification. But also there is a new immigrants that are coming, and people don't understand why people are coming. And it's kind of the same story than myself. I came to the United States because we were in a civil war in my country, and we couldn't find a job. We couldn't live in where we were. And we came here looking for a better life. And we wanted to come and also contribute to the society, to contribute to the neighborhood. And that's what we're doing. A lot of people don't understand that. They don't understand why people are pushed out from their countries, and they are not understanding why we're here looking for a better life. And this is happening right now.
We're talking about kids telling the stories of immigrants in East Boston and the strain the immigrant community in East Boston is feeling right now. The documentary that oversees all of this, Open Your Heart, Immigrant Stories from Boston and Beyond. With us, Mindy Fried, Executive Director of Hoopla Productions, and Luz Zambrano, one of the stories told. And I'm going to play a little bit more sound now here of Fernando Rosas, owner of Bakery La Casa del Pan de Bono. And he's talking about what it felt like to have his story of coming to East Boston from El Salvador in 2008 told again.
He touched home in a way that you can never, you know, like he opened a wound that it's been healed. Because I've been in the United States longer than diving in El Salvador.
Luz, you know, what you just said made me think of that. It opened a wound again. In this moment, as you are working with a nonprofit organization that is helping people form collectives to try to preserve wages at work, the possibility of home purchases, employee-owned businesses, and Mindy is talking about rising hate and pushback against immigrant communities. Are you feeling like old wounds have been opened? And how are you most working to try to preserve this balance of the community built in East Boston with positive changes that can come with new money, new consumers, new community members in a town or a neighborhood in this case?
Yeah, I think when I was, first of all, I'm going to say that because I live in East Boston for 28 years, my sons went to Sumix. They went to Sumix when they were little, and they tried different instruments. They tried different things. So I have a big connection with Sumix.
The other nonprofit that was engaged in this. Sorry, go ahead.
Yes. So seeing those young people like 14 years old, 15 years old, representing and not just representing our stories, but kind of thinking about what they were hearing and reflecting into, oh my God, you know, I had lived here for 14 years and I haven't even noticed that they were immigrants and they have stories and they have something powerful to teach us. Just seeing them reflecting into that, it was very powerful. And for me, yes, it opened, you know, as I said, I had that story in the back of my mind and just telling the story, it just came back. And it was, when I said it's emotional, because it really opens a lot of traumas and stuff that we had. But at the same time, it gave me the chance to work with these new immigrants and say that it's an alternative. We work with the solidarity economy. We do cooperativism. And those are things that you work in community. It is not, you know, you don't have to feel alone. There is a community here. It's a community that had worked really hard to have this neighborhood as it is. And we want them to feel welcome. And we want them to feel that all the experiences that they had in their countries, they can be validated here and their energy can contribute to better our neighborhood. At the same time, for the people that are coming, that have more resources than we have, that have more money than we have, we want them to understand that we are in the same neighborhood and we can work together. They can support the cooperatives that we are forming. They can buy from us instead of buying from another, you know, from Amazon or something. We are here, we are producing products and we're providing services. And if we can work together, we can make this neighborhood incredible.
Mindy.
I was just thinking about Luz's story, because, you know, as a sociologist, you know, while I helped the young people do the interviews, I then spent a lot of time reviewing, analyzing the interviews, trying to understand people's, the sort of the arc that we wanted to be able to tell. And so that I ended up writing a play that was based on the stories of the immigrants who were interviewed. And one of the things that Luz talked about at length, which was beautiful, was how she grew up in a family with that was a part of cooperatives. And I hope you don't mind my telling a little of your story, Luz, but we've spoken about it publicly. But, you know, she was involved in basketball, and there were a lot of things that she wanted to do, and her father was wanting her to not do some of those things, and she wanted to do education, and so she went to the cooperative, which had an infrastructure, a social worker, somebody who would sit down and talk to her and say, "Look, you know what you want to do is important, so you can do that." And they supported her. So I think that Luz's inspiration for doing her work now is very much based on her own personal experience, and now she can pass it on and develop leaders and in business who are able to make a decent living and be in control of their own work life, which is very much in contrast to, you know, what a lot of people were doing.
As we wrap, Mindy, I understand there's a grant, and so there will be more screenings of this film. Do you know when and where next for, you know, Open Your Heart, Immigrant Stories from Boston and Beyond?
Well, I do know that we will certainly do something in East Boston, and we're talking about where, but we don't have that nailed down quite yet. And we're thinking about other places. You know, we're very lucky that the city of Boston has supported us with another grant, but we have a whole year to kind of figure out where and when, but we're happy to let people know. And we do have a website for the film. So should I say that? Okay,
yes.
It's www.hooplaproductions.org. And you'll see on that page, you can link to the page directly for the film.
All right. Mindy Fried is executive producer of Hoopla Productions, which created Open Your Heart, Immigrant Stories from Boston and Beyond. And Luz Zambrano is co-founder and executive director of the Center for Cooperative Development and Solidarity, and is one of the people featured by the students in the play and the film. Luz, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
And Mindy, thanks to you, too.
My pleasure. Thanks to Z.